Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of March 28th through April 1st, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. The employment report for March was solid, with payrolls rising by 215,000. The unemployment rate did increase by a tenth of a percent to 5%, but this was a positive sign since it was due to greater labor force participation. The ISM Manufacturing Index for March was also positive, as it increased to 51.8. Anything above 50 indicates growth in manufacturing. Manufacturing is showing signs of life, but it is too early to say manufacturing is on the upswing. Car sales, however, were weaker than expected for the month as consumer spending concerns grow. The economy is expected to show a weak first quarter. This will keep interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve on the sidelines for now, as there are concerns about financial markets and global weakness. Last week's data highlight focuses on manufacturing. Manufacturing is emerging from its recent weakness. The ISM Manufacturing Index increased from 49.5 to 51.8 in March. The March increase was slightly larger than anticipated and placed the index above the 50 mark for the first time since August 2015. New orders were a strong point, rising to 58.3 in March, the largest monthly gain since 2009. 13 industries reported gains in new orders. This included furniture, textiles, and miscellaneous products. Just three industries reported declines, led by apparel and leather. Production saw an increase to 55.3. 12 industries reported growth. Among them was furniture, primary metals, and non-metallic minerals. Inventories also edged higher, rising from 45 to 47. Despite the increase, the reading still suggests a lower level of inventory accumulation. Backlogs rose over 2 points to 51. This is the first time the index has been above the 50 mark since last May. The trade details suggest exports may be a small plus for GDP growth in the first quarter. New export orders increased from just under 47 in February to 52 in March. Import orders were unchanged at 49.5. On the international front, China's official factory gauge showed improved conditions for the first time in 8 months, suggesting that the government's fiscal and monetary stimulus is kicking in. The manufacturing index rose from 52.7 in February to 53.8 in March. The non-manufacturing PMI also rose to 53.8 in March. Top officials at the National People's Congress recently unveiled a record fiscal deficit and pledged to accelerate restructuring of state-owned industries to meet their GDP growth target for this year. Monetary authorities have signaled there is more room to act if growth falters. The report suggests that Chinese growth has stabilized, but there are still questions about future acceleration. A separately produced index of Chinese manufacturing activity highlighted a similar trend, but at very different levels. The Caixin Manufacturing Index rose to 48.7 in March. This is the highest level since February of 2015, but it is below the 50 threshold and indicates continued contraction in manufacturing activity in China. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we have a relatively light week. Factory orders start us off with the release of final February data on Monday, April 4th at 10 a.m. Eastern. We look for overall factory orders to fall nearly 2% in February. The advance report highlighted that durable goods orders fell nearly 3% and non-durable goods were also negative. The core capital goods component also fell, down nearly 2%, resulting in little improvement in business investment. The January report did show a large 3% jump in core capital goods, so the trend could be turning back up, even with the drop in February. February's international trade will be released on Tuesday, April 5th at 8:30 a.m. We look for the trade deficit to improve by approximately $1 billion. We look for exports to increase 2% and imports by just 1.5%. A small gain for trade, but moving in the right direction. The March ISM non-manufacturing index will also be released on Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. We look for the index to improve by less than half a point. It would be the first increase since October, but the index has remained firmly in expansionary territory that whole time. Consumer fundamentals are improving, except spending does seem to be lagging. Hopefully, the spending lag reverses in the second quarter. And we then end the week early with the minutes of the Federal Open Market Committee released on Wednesday, April 6th at 2 p.m. The details are expected to set a dovish tone. The Fed is getting more cautious, given the developments in the financial markets and overseas events. The Fed sees a bigger punch in each rate hike, given the still strong dollar.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com. Or go to FTRIntel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.